with you, my heartbeat beat you march. Indigo, where were you, my heartbeat beat you march. Needed you march. You love me differently.
If I don't wait tomorrow, promise me your love. 50. ايوه انا طبعا حاجة سبحان الله. انسان ومسلم.
Yeah. your morning going? I just want to say we've been playing some great tunes, and I'm glad you're with me. We just played new music from Alex G. Album's called Headlights. New track's called Bounce Boy. And did you like that little guitar? 80s sound? Well, it's from now. It's a band called 9 Million. And the track is called Armageddon. And I played some Quiet Life. And Mustafa and Saya Gray. And as I said earlier, Mustafa and Saya Gray are both on that short list for the Polaris Prize. Polaris Prize coming up on the 15th. I think it's a Tuesday. And, or is it Monday? Whatever it is, Monday or Tuesday. And they're up for it. And I think they're serious contenders. All the top 10 are serious contenders this year. But I thought I'd throw them in there to get you thinking about it. Right? And there's been news about Spotify, and I even saw Kingston's own Sarah Harmer getting on the whole, like, removing music from Spotify movement. So instead of a grounds, well, I mean, obviously we have other platforms, but Apple is capitalizing on this, and they have a new feature, apparently, called Exodus, and it's offering playlist migration. Because if you've ever had a friend share say they've shared a Spotify playlist with you, but you're on Apple and you can't play it. So now, as Spotify is trying to claw back some of its defectors, and they're growing day by day, Apple, yeah, they've had this sort of sought-after feature to entice new customers, and that's playlist migration. They did some beta subscribers in Australia, New Zealand, and now apparently we can see this new tool. I haven't checked it out, but it's aptly named Transfer Music from Other Music Services to do just that. And if you go to exclaim.ca, there's a step-by-step process if you want to do that. I mean, do we like Apple better than Spotify? It sounds like we do, but this is a PR crisis for Spotify. I'm sure they'll survive, but multiple artists, like I was saying, our own Sarah Harmer, but Godspeed You, Black Empire, that's the first one that I really was given a message about. King Giz, Hotline TNT, and Canada's own Cindy Lee as well, and a lot of the people have pulled their catalogs, so yeah, let's see how that goes down. We're gonna get dancey again. I'm feeling that. I'm gonna play some Daphne. Album's called Sad Piano House, new music. I'm gonna play title track and Dream Night, Jamie XX. I don't know. We're just gonna sort of roll around. And oh, I forgot. I was sick last week and I was gonna go all on about this album that was released on the 22nd called 925, and it's gonna be a big deal. It is a big deal. The critics are loving it, so we're gonna get to that one too. I'll let you know about it. But yeah, album's called 925. I'll let you know about the artist very soon. But yeah, let's just keep going. Glad you're here. Indie Wake Up Call coming up next. Jamie XX with Dream Night. Good morning, everybody.
Shall be free.
Track called Sad Piano House, and on Reddit people are trying to figure out that vocal sample. Like, people are arguing that it's Adele. It's so familiar. Is it Dua Lipa? I think a lot of people think it's Dua Lipa. I thought it was Shania. Is it too pedestrian, or is it absolutely perfect? I don't know. Anyway, Good morning, everyone. It's Cindy Wake Up Call. Here comes some mania with mania. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so dancing this morning, but I hope you're into it. Cindy Wake Up Call, taking you to 10 a.m. I don't know. It's just the mood this morning. Let's go. Song's my favorite song that I play this morning, but no, that's Mania. Pangea and Giles Alonso. Here's a band that was just in town over on Wolf Island not so long ago. Holy F was here, not Teke Teke, but yeah, let's keep going. Oh,
نو گروسن سیلا جو پاپا گوورن میو مونا هیو دانس و کو سوور شفالیز افار لاست منیت ما پویمیز انکم تاکس سوسا میکس ایت پیس افا چکس من کرش لیز افایلی Check my mailbox au moins 4 fois every day. Every day. Oh, man, cause it's the letter qui farait d'arriver. Snacks ou la bourse à cause mes poches sont pleines and I'ma blow a few Va blow et friggin' deux à pièces à Walmart
Va blow et friggin' deux à pièces à Walmart
Va blow et friggin' quarante pièces au Taco Bell
Va blow et friggin' quarante pièces au Taco Bell
Va remplir ma carte de friggin' Supreme Gas
Va remplir ma
Va blow et friggin trois à pièce au liquor store.
Va blow et friggin trois à pièce au liquor store.
In case you don't know what she just said there, she said, I just friggin' spent $200 at Walmart. If you want to know what's going on with that song, I know, banger, right? That's Petit Bellevaux, and they're actually coming to Kingston. They're coming to the Broom Factory. I highly, highly recommend you go check this out. Friday, September 26th. Definitely check them out. That's a great Franglaise song, and the album that's on is called Greatest Hits Volume 1. Amazing band, and they will not disappoint. So I know, September stacked, but just put that one on your calendar. We'll play more songs, and then maybe I'll try to get them in because they might take over the show. But yeah, so that song is called Income Tax, and obviously it's about waiting for your income tax return to come in and then going crazy and spending tons of money at Taco Bell and Walmart and just blowing it all. Relatable. Anyway, we had some Holy Apoteke Teke with Onaji Heya. And I just want to say earlier in the show, I said, oh yeah, the band playing tomorrow night, I'm going to call them Shabbat. I think that's what they're called. And then Chance, who's so wonderful, came in and was like, hi, Cindy. It's Shebad. And so I just want to say, like, thanks for listening to the wake-up call, mispronouncing band names since forever. Anyway, yeah, so Nyson, I should say, I didn't say this earlier, Nyson is joining them, so come on, Kingston, that's just an easy one. Go to that show tomorrow night at the Broom Factory. You can check out Kingston Live. I always like going to their website to see if that's not your cup of tea, then go drink somewhere else, right? Like, there's other places to have your beverage of choice. We have live music happening every night in this lovely town, so you can check it out. Looking ahead, yeah, there's so much. So, like I said earlier in the show, starting next week, we're going to have ticket giveaways nonstop. As these shows start hitting us, you're going to want to listen more to Indie Wake Up Call. Follow us on Instagram, Indie Wake Up Call, and you'll find your chances to win. It's easy. We keep it pretty easy around here, but yeah, so you'll want to know about things like that. Things like Shania Twain, Colorado, Mountain Head, the stuff. All right. Okay. So here's an album. I wanted to play it last week, but I was sick. Everybody's excited about this, and even Pitchfork, okay? Even Pitchfork has called this album exceptional. Remarkable. And it's an album called Nourished by Time. Sorry, the band is Nourished by Time. Almost at the end of the show here. And the album's called The Passionate Ones. And the artist's name is actually Marcus Brown. I started the show with some R&B, with some Dijon. And not that we're ending just yet, but yeah, I want to get into this. I like these 90s sort of omnivorous R&B sounds we're getting. Tough Enough, Dreamy Enough, like all those things. And I think this album is going to be on the list this year for sure. Again, here I am overselling things, but great world-weary vocals from this guy. Love him. And yeah, I'm going to play 925 for you. It was hard to pick a song, but this is the one we're going to go with. And then the rest of the show is really a ragtag of songs. So let's just go. All right. It's been a pleasure being with you. Indie Wake Up Call this morning, taking you to 10 o'clock, but CFRC just doesn't stop. So stick with us. All right. Okay. Here comes some Nourished by Time. Title track of 925. Check it out. Thank you.
and I got two choices, either left or right.
Yeah.
TikTok state of mind this show, but I'm glad you're with me this morning. Let's go to Montreal. Atsuko Chiba with Climax Therapy is next before I get out of here for the Indie Wake Up Call. Thanks for listening, everybody. Coming up after that, we got Dexter and the News Agent, and we're out. See you next week.
Not enough in this rubric of awkward cuffs. Been loosened by faulted trust. Bruised, it takes just one. Conflicts with the facts and shows. One lens rendered video. Take from sight and sew. Expectation will grow.
eyes, I only think of you. You're the only one who makes me feel so glad. When I close my eyes, I start to dream of you and what we had. You're a special thing I can't quite put my finger on. It's the way you really make me feel inside. I look all this stuff, but I'm sure this is more than that. The best I've ever had.
Hey, it's Evan Jackson. You're listening to 101.